Hello again, and this is Caveman. This podcast is pretty much in reply to ATS member Your Forever's questions. And as well, I'm going to pretty much describe a few things I wanted to kind of talk about in my last podcast. But my last podcast, I wanted to be more about the technique rather than different theories and whatnot. So this is what this podcast is going to be about. First question. While you are outside your physical body, are you capable of thought thinking? If so, is the capability to think reduced or does it feel any different? Well, I'll say this. I think it was maybe my second projection, and this happened about last April or so. And I noticed a big difference in the way I thought, but it's hard to describe looking back at that because it's been such a while. And since then, it has been a bit different. What I mean is, I think in this particular event, I was in a higher, or would you call it higher or lower, higher density. I felt less dense, and my mind and body, or whatever, my form kind of reflected that. I felt more light, and even it's hard to describe, but even my mind felt light. Rather than like describe how I was thinking, I think it would be better just to note that when I woke up, it felt profound. It felt more like that was more real, and that this was the illusion. I was coming back to something that was it wasn't truth. It was even my mind felt dense, if you can imagine what that would be like. It's just like and again there it felt like I had no real weight to me, and all of a sudden it felt like I had the weight of all my molecules come into my awareness. It was just like that. And something that I notice every time is just I might not even think I might even think I'm already awake. But I'll just be in some sort of dream state that comes out of the projection. And I think I'm awake. But when I do wake up, what's really awake? What's really asleep? They're just different states. But when I do wake up, it feels there's a more sense of like 3D space. Like there, it feels more like you're in a box where there's solid objects and distances from each other, rather than in this projected or even dream state where things just kind of, well, I wouldn't even say dream state. A lot of dream states feel as physical as this to me, but projections are always so light. Everything just looks like a hazy screen of energy. It's just it has that feeling. It's very soft. I just want to continue back on to the actual thinking itself during a projection. It is kind of I would say almost reduced in a way. It is for me anyway, because so far for me, like projections are still relatively new. I've maybe done about 20 since I started in April, and they're getting more prevalent the more mornings off I have to do this. But anyways, most of the time I'm just kind of concentrating on doing things, looking for things. It's just like I don't want to stop to think, because sometimes my projections are like they well they if I had to put a time to it, I don't think I could, but they feel like 5 minutes long, some of them. And so like that kind of sets me back now and then. It's just like I don't take the time to think, but I'm just so eager to explore and just kind of learn. But it's just like I'm doing the opposite of learning, it seems sometimes. But also you feel more open, more opinionated there. I've had a couple situations with that. But also you still kind of, at least me, I'm kind of stuck in like this mindset there where I'm like a child in a playground, and it's just like you're prone to do some things you would might later regret, because you just kind of think of it like it's an imagination or it's a fun dream. And but aside from that, you're thinking you pretty much like you feel like yourself, except I have noted, and I read this on a couple sites, and I thought it was pretty interesting how they thought the same thing. I guess it's a bit different in the sense that you're in this kind of plane where we are right now, the physical plane. It's like our ego or individual needs or wants comes first. And rather in these states, they're kind of like an afterthought to what's going on. You're thinking more with the flow of things, or at least that's how I feel. I feel a greater sense of like unity there and less self-importance. All right, well, I wouldn't mind elaborating on that a bit more, but I'll just move on to question two since this is getting kind of lengthy. Question two, on your projected travels, do you see entities of any kind? If so, please describe them and their behaviors. Now, this is particularly what I wanted to touch on in the first podcast because I find this can be a huge block to your astral projections or lucid dream experiences. It's just that it's a lot different in these planes, and it's just like the power of attraction, power of your thoughts. It's just like in a place where you can say fly or move things telekinetically, whatever. You got to think, it's just when you have these kind of fearful thoughts, like they're kind of it's increased how they come to you. This they come to you faster and stronger. And I wanted to touch on particularly the negative entities as you could perceive them, or just manifestations of your own fears. I guess first I'll talk about my first projection. It was maybe, I think maybe last January, but I was just sleeping. Three. It was about 3 in the morning. It was a spontaneous astral projection, and one thing was interesting is this only happened in one other projection, and I think because it was a different, a higher plane of energy, essentially, is that I had no voice and I felt drained when I tried to yell. I remember I was like, "Oh, I'm out of body," and it's just like the first thing that came to my mind was I had to tell my buddy, I had to tell my roommate, I had to go wake him up. And so I went into his room and started yelling. But it's funny because it felt like it was loud in my head, but I heard it quietly, like it sounded like a whisper, and it was draining me. That's a little off topic, but I wanted to kind of note that in the first question because I think we respond differently depending on the frequency ranges we're in. And I think when we project or lucid dream like this, we can be in a variety of different frequencies. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, continuing that, I went into my roommate's room and I saw him sleeping there. And so after I tried yelling at him to wake him up, I got closer to his bed and his face, his whole upper body, it was weird. He just kind of turned into like a really scary kind of grayish looking creature, not like the gray aliens. This was different. He had very white looking eyes and like very sharp looking teeth, but he was very still. So I thought to myself, this had to be like an image of my mind or something. But that was more of an afterthought. During the time, it was scary enough to send me right back to my bed. And for the next couple hours, I felt like I never was really awake or asleep, and it was just like this awful struggle of like sleep paralysis off and on, and that just never happens to me. So, but I didn't care. That was a great experience, and I say from this first experience, what happened the next day, I was totally drained. I don't think I felt like I woke up until maybe 3 in the afternoon, but yeah, so. So yeah, that was my first experience, and the fear kind of sent me right back to where I started. I didn't get too far because of my own fears. My second experience, which I noted happened, I think about last April, could have been May. I essentially I had a dream. I became lucid, and then I decided on what I would project, and then I kind of woke to my bed. It clearly looked like my room around. Obviously, could have been a bit different, and I had the unusual feelings of the vibrations, and it was still kind of new to me because last time was a bit more spontaneous. But as I was kind of, it was weird, as I was kind of figuring how to drift out of my body, I could see like a ghostly figure of my body. Like I could see like my legs kind of drift up. But as I would do this, I found this interesting. I saw like two little like creatures. There was like they weren't even that like that. They were like still figures, One looked like some sort of like small cloaked figure. Another one looked like a pile of bones or something. But the significance was, as I got more into that plane, as I saw my body drift out more and more and more, they became more clear. And then I basically retreated a bit. I kind of went a little back to my body. I was hesitant, and they started to fade, which I found pretty interesting. But essentially, I ended up waking up, and I thought, wow, that was great. And I fell back to sleep, and I was able to get right into that sleep paralysis state again. And so this time, how I dealt with it was just I didn't look. I pretty much turned my head to the side and said, "I'm not even gonna like look. I'm just gonna get out." And so yeah, that was pretty interesting. But I still wasn't over the whole fear issue yet, or the negative encounters, as you would call them. Now this one was really interesting. This one, this happened to me maybe a month ago. I was projecting. I was in a sleep paralysis state, but the thing is, it was pretty interesting because I really thought that I was like in my bed, but I was like in another bed, in like another plane. It almost looked like my bed at my parents' house. It was strange, but again, it's like in a dream how you identify with a group of people you don't recognize as your friends. It's just like how I was in this state and I identified that bed with mine. And so, but I was lying there and I remember thinking, I gotta project. And it's like I kept on getting bugged by these entities. They were like really, dark, like they were just pitch black, menacing looking humanoid figures, and they were making weird sounds, I think. And I was at this point, I like at this point, this was familiar to me. And, so I felt a lot more confident, and this just kind of annoyed me. And so I was more confident with my abilities and what the power of my mind was, and what I could really do. And so basically, I was able to deal with that. Essentially, I was still stuck in the mindset that I needed to like project or go somewhere, when I was already in another plane. But basically, I pictured a sphere of white light around me. And this manifests quite clearly. And when I did that, it was like I couldn't hear them anymore. I could still kind of see them through this translucent sphere. It was like they couldn't affect it in any way. It was just such a protective shield. It was wonderful. And I just kind of drifted off from there. And I think I projected. But yeah, that was pretty interesting. Aside from that, I haven't really dealt with any like other negative entities except like being as negative as a human being would be. What I mean is they look human like you and me, and they act just like you and me. They're not particularly negative. They're just they're in their different state. But I had a recent encounter with one that didn't go quite as I thought it would. And that's the thing, it's just in these planes you have a tendency to just blur things out. And it was just like I call him a Satanist, and I thought that was funny because that's something I would never think to call anybody. But this guy really kind of annoyed me because he was saying some things that were just, they seemed like grave distortions of truth. But it could be quite clearly that I just was unable to listen, and I was surprised by that. But again, this is the different kind of state that you're in. Your mind thinks a bit different, and things what am I trying to say? Is just your reactions are different. Now, aside from entities, I would say from what I thought, I met a couple Pleiadians, however you want to pronounce that. I think I met a couple of those. I met a few of those in just regular dreams, but even last night through a projection. But it was funny because this is a whole other, this is a whole other one altogether, which I'd like to rant on about, so I might just ignore that. But nothing was really said in this session. But mostly I end up seeing my family because from my perspective, I'm projecting from my room. But usually in these other states, my room is back at my parents' house. Now, I don't live with my parents, and so my whole family's there, and they're not even all living all together, which is interesting. So I project and I see my family, or I'd end up somewhere else, and I see people who I know in this physical waking world, and they know me there too. But it's just a bit different, and it's kind of strange. It's because every time I talk to them, I say, "Hey, is there anything different about me? Do you notice anything different?" And they all kind of say, yeah, you seem a bit different." I'm like, "Do I seem like a different person?" Because I try to like explain to them. I say to them, "Hey, I'm aware of my existence in like two different like dimensions right now," and they're like, "Oh, really?" They don't know what to make of it. I find it quite amusing. It's just like that's mostly what I encounter, just like regular people who are just like unaware of like what I'm aware of. It almost seemed like somebody didn't want me to say anything this one time where I basically tried to explain it to somebody. I was in like a bar or something. And I just ended up back in my body. But yeah, I just mostly meet regular people, and for most part, they are totally unaware of I guess what I am, my state is, or what's going on anyway. They just it's just like here, right? I'm just gonna mention one more occasion which seems significant. One time I kind of woke to what seems like one of these planes where it serves like a certain purpose, and that's it. It was just like I was in like a blank space. It was complete blackness around me except for this small room. It's kind of like a courtyard, and I remember there was a guy just sitting there silently. I didn't say a word to him, and I saw a bunch of like sort of like female monks, and they were singing, and but whatever. I ended up there was like a almost like a computer console. I remember I wanted to look up at a certain alien homeworld, and then I ended up creating some sort of like wormhole and trying to go through it to go there to get there faster because traveling seems to be a problem for me. And I was going into this wormhole, and I just got sucked back out. And a guy who I said was silent, he just says, "You can only view it with your mind. You can't go there." So I was like, I don't know. Maybe this guy just, I don't know, saved me or prevented me from doing something foolish, but I don't think there is any real danger. But what do I know? It's just this is still new to me. So that was interesting. So I think he was some sort of guide, but beyond that, I haven't really met any other entities that would be worth really noting. So I'm just going to move on and go on to the next question because it's getting pretty lengthy. Okay, the next question, it sounds like I kind of answered already in a way. Question three, you mentioned things look different, at least visually. Walls, objects, rooms, streets, in what way do they look different? Okay, in what way do they look different? Again, it's kind of a combination of look and feel. They feel and look kind of more staticky and just energetic than, like the solid walls and tables and rooms you see, but I mean, arguably, do you really see it like that? It's a matter of perception. I look at objects and I just see a static energy, but it seems more like a soft energy in these different states anyway. So that's definitely different. Other than that, it's kind of ordinary. It just depends where you are. But I think the question's more referring to the differences in planes. Like you could be projecting and you could look around your room while you're in sleep paralysis or whatever state you use to get there, and you could be looking around and everything looks ordinary, looks like your room, but as soon as you get out again, it's just like you'll go around the corner, as it's you go in the bathroom, things will be different, like a whole bunch of different things, like a lot of things will be similar you might find, but sometimes the architecture might be a bit different. Yeah, it seems more pleasant actually. It depends where you are, because I've been in some planes like the one the other day. I went outside and there was a bunch of like flaming garbage. But I left one time I left the house, I walked down the street and it was pretty much similar, except there was all these cats everywhere and I was like talking to them, and it was just different. Some things were a bit different, but trying to think of another example. Again, I saw my parents' house in a dream. It looked and kind of felt the same, but it was significantly different, but not too much. I guess there's all these other little strange planes and stuff you go to, but as far as kind of like They say being somewhere that's familiar to you, like your home or something. It depends where you are. Like, it's really where your perception takes you. Like, it could be that you actually go where you feel you need to be. It's just like you have all these dreams and you kind of try to identify with that character. And again, that character, he's like he, she is that like a version of you, but it almost seems like going by like an infinite universe, infinite possibilities. Like these could be like parallel existences of yours. And that's kind of what it seems like sometimes. And so I just kind of try and relate it that way. I tell myself, this is completely familiar with me. I have the information about this plane. It looks different to me from a certain perspective, but it could be actually completely normal from another perspective. But yeah, it's quite interesting. What do you think? Okay, yeah, so I was just gonna say, I think you kind of go where you need to feel you need to go where you want to go prior to actually projecting. It's like you choose a destination subconsciously. Oh yeah, I keep on forgetting. What I was gonna say is it's quite interesting for me. I'd always end up going to my body when it feels like I blink. It's strange. I don't know if my physical body is doing this, but it's something I feel. I feel myself blinking. I'll just blink once and I'll end up back in my body. And I just kind of thought like, whoa, what if this is like the blinking of my third eye or something, and I'm cutting off like the light waves, the energy waves, and so I'm like disrupting the flow. I'm disrupting the projection or whatever. And so I kind of had to start from the beginning again and go out in another direction. But yeah, anyways, I'll move on to the next question. Question four was basically, have I seen any human beings and if they look different? Again, I pretty much answered this and they look pretty much the same except for a couple of details. I remember looking at this one woman and she was talking and I was kind of staring at like her mouth, and I noticed it kind of looked like she was like missing like a tongue. It was just like her mouth was like a void. Again, there's these like strange things. Every time I get a chance to look myself in the mirror in these projections, I always have like super bright blue whitish eyes, like pupils, or not pupils, like corneas, you call them. But yeah, and it looks really weird. But aside from that, everything looks pretty much normal. Just basic human beings. Okay, basically the last question is, how far can I travel, and would I be able to obtain information about a location and later verify in body? Now, this is something that has been a bit of a learning curve for me. Like, I'm kind of working with the idea of covering distances. Like, sometimes the solution would be to fly, and I find it wouldn't quite be fast enough for me. So I'd end up saying, the hell with it. I'm just like, this is just like not working for me. I've tried to just think myself somewhere. I essentially just like kind of like close my eyes or something, I wouldn't even, well, I don't even think I close my eyes, but I'd black out as soon as I try to picture myself being somewhere else. I black out and I just can't do it. I end up back in my body. I just black out and end up back in my body. So I'm like, well, I haven't quite got this teleportation thing down yet. But I think, despite everybody has different theories, but I was just reading a site not too long ago, and they were talking about the different levels of your astral bodies, or you got your astral bodies, your mental bodies, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, there was a couple instances where I had no voice, and beyond that, I had a voice. I was able to talk to people. But I do think that there are certain, when you go to different planes, there's different kind of energies. It feels like different kind of like, I want to say laws or physics. I'm able to do a bit more in this plane or that plane. And you could say, well, I just don't feel like I'm able to do it at that time. But I was just like, if I've done it before, why would I think like I can't do it again? Like I'm pretty confident I can fly, but sometimes it only turns into like a large jump. It's just like some places really resemble the physical Earth in a lot of ways. And usually if it's like if I feel restricted in a flying sense, it usually reflects that in the telekinesis too, which I can also do there quite easily. So it's just I think there's differences in energies, and so it becomes a bit of a block. So what I'm working on doing is getting into a higher a vibratory level prior to projecting, or just being able to more correctly select a destination. But again, these are new things I'm just starting to work with. I just wanted to add one more funny thing. Yeah, again, this whole issue with like the travel. Again, there was that one time where I was able to open up like a wormhole and go through it. And other times I've been unsuccessful in doing things like that. But anyways, it's just like I feel kind of restricted. Usually I get to the end of the block and then something changes my mind. Or I had this one occasion where I ended up just having a nice little stroll. I just walked out of my house, walked down the block. It was a really peaceful plane I was in. It was quite nice. And I just got to the end of the block. I said, you know what? I know this is fun and all and, you know, interesting, but I don't even know what I'm going to do. I don't know what to do. It's nothing I feel like doing. You know, there's nothing like I feel I can do. Like I'll try to like teleport. If that doesn't work, what am I supposed to do? I was just talking to people on the street. We're not even doing that, just saying hello. And I just ended up walking the end of the block and walking back. That was kind of a low moment for me. I'm just like, what am I going to do? And after that, I was just like, I got to think of something to do while I project, or I got to like redefine how I go about it. But again, distance has been a bit of an issue. And again, you know, I can fly, but even that seems kind of slow. I mean, what kind of distance are you talking? I want to go between planets or to the other side of the Earth. I want to go see the pyramids or whatever. Usually I just look at whatever's around me locally, get as far as I can before I end up going back for some reason, blinking or whatever. But yeah, the whole getting around thing is something I'm still kind of working on, but I'll let you know if I kind of figure it out. Again, if you say it's all like perception and, you know, we're able to do anything, why can't I teleport right now as I'm writing this? It's just, or sorry, as I'm recording this. The thing is, again, there's these blockages in our mind, or you could say limits of the reality that we're in. Either way, the mind, the soul, whatever, just if you can't do it here, it's just like it's going to kind of be like that there too, in a sense. It's just you got these beliefs that you can't do it, I guess. And some of them are, they go deeper than you think, deeper than you realize. And so you think to yourself, well, you know, I'm part of the universe. I'm part of, you know, the energy. You know, why can't I just kind of get away, get around from point A to point B? It's all perspective and or perception. And I truly feel this is the truth. Why can't I do it? You know? So, yeah, basically, I find my projections get more interesting as I kind of learn more outside of that, as I kind of meditate on other concepts and trying to find root issues of my lines of thinking, and kind of see how that changes as my projections come and go. And so yeah, I don't have much to offer in terms of traveling around, but anyways, that pretty much concludes what this is about. So yeah, thanks for listening.